And welcome, everyone. This is episode 14 of Conversations with Craigle. Really glad you're able to join me again today for part two of my interview with Matt and Kaylee Lovelady. If you haven't already listened to part one, please stop the video here or stop the audio and go find that episode. And in fact, let me make a call out that you find all the previous episodes that included the interviews with Carissa Stapp, with Jason Marlowe, with Erica and JT Thompson, and then also this one. But go listen to at least part one of my interview with Matt and Kaylee. It provides a lot of background or information that will flow and carry over a bit to some of the questions for this episode. I did want to say thank you again to Matt and Kaylee for taking the time to sit down with me. We had a great hour conversation about a wide variety of topics. We're going to get into talking about CrossFit Kids Camp that comes up every summer at CrossFit. I love it. And just a note, if you're a parent and you want to get your kids in, get them signed up now. Or get the inquiry in that you're going to sign up now because it fills up very quickly. If you're looking for information, I will link to the CrossFit I Love It webpage for Kids Camp so you can get more information and so on. We also cover what it is to coach and try to coach not only competitive athletes, of which there are many, Mitch Stevenson, Kerry Stevenson, Carissa Stapp has been a competitive athlete, has worked with CrossFit, I Love It, Gabby Spence, quite a few this year, quarterfinal qualifiers, and age group and teen and regular men and women open qualifiers. So since I did the interview, we've completed the CrossFit Open, and I believe there was somewhere in the range of 17 or 18 CrossFit I Love It members who qualified for the quarterfinals, and I think four or five of them declined the invitations, but otherwise everybody is competing. And so we have a lot of people, and it's fantastic, but that also goes to some of the questioning I had for Matt and Kaylee about coaching competitive athletes, but also down to the regular members and how they kind of balance that approach. We also talk about, like I said, kids camp. We talk about some of the things that when they were college athletes, how CrossFit would have helped them and so on. So it was a great interview and really thankful for the chance to share it with each of you. I will be come out fairly quickly after this interview comes out in the next few days, parts one and two of my interview with Lucas Peterson, another CrossFit I Love It coach. He's a firefighter, and I want to get this out because he is going to be heading off to Helena, Montana, and is going to be part of the Helena Hotshots fire crew. And so I want to get that out also. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. Look at all the links in the show notes on whatever platform you're on. I will link to a lot of things we've talked about. Also, if you could, take a moment to subscribe, whatever platform you're on. We also now are out on, our episodes are on YouTube. You can find that under Converse Craigle. Instead of Conversations with Craigle, I've shortened it. So Converse Craigle, just look up or do a search for Conversations with Craigle on YouTube, and you'll find all of our episodes there. What else is there? Quarterfinals, we're going to be talking about the new YouTube page. And if you could, subscribe, like, and if you could, go down and listen to all the other episodes and give them a like also. Also, finally, share with your friends, family. If you could post a link on your social media, that would be awesome. And it would get the kind of word out, and the algorithm will work in such a way to get the word out to other people regarding Conversations with Craigle. So without further ado, enjoy this conversation I had, part two, with Matt and Kaylee Lovelady. Enjoy, everybody. We're on this CrossFit kick. We're doing great, actually. Good job, you guys.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. You have 30 seconds. Step in the elevator. You have 30 seconds to somebody to convince them to do CrossFit. Oh. I'll let you sit for a second.
Who's answering this question?
Go, Matt. 30 seconds. You're up.
What do I say to them?
You have 25 seconds.
Yeah, no, 25. Hey, you want to go do a workout? Yeah. You know? Hey, you want to go move, feel alive, focus on yourself, and learn some stuff along the way and have some fun just getting after it? Let me show you something about this program that I know. You know, I don't know. It's just it's just inviting people and just getting them to come try it without trying to over-explain it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, you want to go do this thing where we,
constantly varied functional movement program. Right?
Yeah, you want to do some constantly varied functional movements across broad time and modal domains? How's that sound?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, if you really can break it down and think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the reasons we have free class every Saturday for people to be able to create an opportunity for people to try it. Because there's nothing like trying it. You can explain it, you can read about it, you can watch a video, but trying it, that is where you learn what CrossFit is.
Yeah.
Is trying it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've asked that question to the last four interviewees. And yeah, the same response is come to the gym with me.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's a common thing. I mean, I suppose if I answer for myself, it's do you want to have high blood pressure and have really bad health and not be able to move well? Well, okay, then don't come with me. Otherwise, see how I did it with my...
Yeah, I can speak to that. I mean, that's one of my something that I really love. I've got a bunch of different things that make it that I love about it that make it hard to identify a favorite. But one of the things I love is hearing about the Burras.
Yeah,
Burras. Yeah,
Burras.
Yeah, Jim and Sandra.
Yeah. Which their last name is pronounced Burra, not Bura, and they're so sweet. They just let us do it for 8-9 years without saying anything to us, but.
We could even link that video. I'll give you the link. Yeah. Do you remember the videos that Sean Kogus did? I mean, obviously he did the one for the gym, but there was also one where he interviewed Sandra and Jim and Syndic.
Yeah.
A little bit about their story. I'll link you that.
I'll tell you
of all about Jim's overcomings and what Sandra's been through. And I mean, they're just incredible human beings. And
yeah. So, you know, all the meds that they were on, Jim's lung function, if you look at this link in this video Kaylee's talking about, when he came, was diminished. I don't know what the exact percentage is. I just know that his livelihood is increased a lot, and his overall health. And there's markers that just show and prove that.
It's incredible.
But beyond that,
it's just how strong
he is getting after it, man. Yeah. Like, he is doing bar muscle ups. What is he, like 60?
No, he's not 60.
He'll be 60. He and I go to 60 next year.
And he's become a very good friend of mine too.
In fact, I'm sitting on the box they built for you.
There you go.
You're sitting on the 10-year anniversary Burra box.
So I always seem to think of them. They've been so consistent and made it such a part of their lives, and
they kept showing up when it was hard.
And they share with us also the mental part of it. That the mental health that is beyond beyond all these physical markers we're talking about, and that is what I love.
And Sandra has arthritis in a bunch of different joints. She's got stuff that she deals with, and it is not easy, and she never makes excuses. She continues to show up and just communicate with us, and it's just inspiring, man.
Yeah, and she continues to live life.
Yeah,
right. Yeah. Exactly.
We'll go back to you being college athletes for a second. If you could go back to the Kaylee of her senior year or junior year of college, or Matt junior year of college, how would CrossFit have changed potentially, if you were introduced to CrossFit then, changed not only your college experience, but after it, when you were introduced to it back then?
I feel like I was definitely in stronger and in better shape doing CrossFit post-collegiately. So if I wish that I'd been able to do CrossFit while I was triple jumping, I think it would have made me a better triple jumper. I think it could have jumped farther. I think it would have just completely gone hand in hand, like applied correctly
reduced,
at the times of
maybe injury.
Yeah, the only knee, the only surgery I've ever had is knee surgery in college from triple jumping. And so, like, I wonder if like that could have, you know, potentially been avoided with a little bit more strength, you know. And so, yeah, I just wish I'd been able to find it like pre-collegiately, and then I think I would have set myself up to be more successful, to farther, you know, those things.
How about you as a pitcher? Would it?
You probably, you know, would have been more durable.
Yeah.
In college, I lifted. The programs that I was on, especially at University of Oklahoma, was we lifted heavy and kept adding the load and not necessarily worked on the range of motion or stressed the importance of the range of motion, which as a pitcher is very, very important. I think the program that I was on actually made me worse on the mound, where now, after owning a CrossFit affiliate for this many years and coaching and training and doing it, both getting stronger, getting more fit, but also maintaining and maybe in certain areas increasing flexibility. And then the other big thing would be learning like everything I've learned about recovery. So recovery wasn't really talked about much. There wasn't like a plan for recovery. And so I would work myself right up to the day before the game and maybe even do something on the day of my game and have that mentality, even if it's just throwing, of wearing my arm out, trying to build it up and then not letting it recover, or training really hard all the way up to the day before I'm going to pitch, or I could pitch, and not being smart about that. And even in CrossFit and competing, you know, like with our athletes, we work from their competition back.
Right.
And at their and we train in blocks and we, you know, with the competitors that are going to compete at the open or semifinals or maybe some event around here locally or in our country. So there's a strategy to that. And that goes down to the members too, with, you know, they get to a certain point where they're sore for more than 2 or 3 days. It's like, you know, we talk about that. We talk about, well, how are you recovering? You know, or how hard are we going? And then we adjust. So,
yeah, that's one thing I learned from here and from you and from all the, just even like Omar had his clinic this morning on, we talked a little bit about recovery, and those are things that never occurred to me, you know, as a golfer, that I'm learning now as I return back to golf of how to go about that. So, yeah. And now you have two kids, Ripken and Riley. So you're applying these lessons that you learned to him as he increases, you know, in pitching baseball. I'm not sure for Riley, are you applying it for dance?
Rip is about to do his fourth CrossFit Open. He'll be 8 on February 24th. So this will be the fourth one that he's done. So, you know, he's definitely like into it for sure. Riley's just starting to want to do some of the stuff toes to rings, wall walks, things like that. She's super into, you know, being fancy.
Yeah.
Gymnastics, dance, that kind of stuff. But it's fun. She's 4. Rip, like I said, will be 8. I think as they get older, obviously, and progress and whatever they're going to do, I think CrossFit will always just be a part of their like baseline of health, fitness, and getting sport specific, maybe depending on what they do, just keeping it general. I mean, there's so many options with it. You can really just, you know, have it be what you want it to be. CrossFit is, you know, it's very, it will meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
If you let it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So earlier you asked some of Kaylee's, some of the best things.
Yeah.
In the sheet for her.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah, that's all right. But I just wanted to share this, that the first thing that comes up for me is the kids. Right? Oh. So we do, we have a, what's up?
I just didn't think of them at all.
We have a, we do a summer camp. We have since, I think, the first year.
Oh, you're hitting right when I was where I was going next.
You're going next.
Kids camp, yeah.
Every year I end up shedding tears at some point during that camp because it just, you know, here it comes right now. I can feel it coming. But I think about these kids that are growing up with parents that come to our gym, and it's just so valuable for them. Getting to see them grow up and getting to see, you know, watch them, just my kids get to watch their mom and dad come in here and work really hard, and then they want to do that.
Yeah,
it's cool.
And that's also what they naturally just want to do,
right?
But we've got to give them that.
Yeah.
And it's hard in our society as technology grows. It's just more and more of a influence for us to do this, which is I'm pointing at my chair, sitting down,
yeah,
and look at a screen or whatever it may be, you know?
Yeah.
And these kids are built to move, and they want to move, and they want to, they want to run wild, but it's getting harder and harder to do that unless you have your 5-6 acres out in the county somewhere, you know?
Well, I mean, growing up, I think of CrossFit, and I think the heck, we did that every summer day. We ran around, we jumped fences, we ran away from the neighbors trying to chase us.
That's what they do here, man. That's what they come in here, and it's like, oh, yeah. Kaylee and I are both a little nervous because it's like, oh, the kids are here, they're waiting for class, we gotta, somebody keep eyes on the floor, because they're just running circles around this place. Yeah. We get all the J-hooks off the uprights,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The kids program is awesome, and some of these kids, like Tana Hookema.
Yeah.
I've watched her.
When did she start kids camp?
Man, she probably, what is she, 17 now?
Mm-hmm. 15, going on 18.
Yeah. I've probably known her since she was
9?
I'm going to say like 9. Mm. Maybe even 8, like right around there. So I've watched her grow up.
Yeah.
And she is just, she's a woman. She's an incredible woman.
She babysits our kids.
She's so tough.
Yeah.
So amazing.
Well, and shout out to Nooksack Mallee getting ready to, you know,
Nooksack Mallee
starting for another run at the state title. Back. And she's the center.
I go watch her play basketball, and I'm just so impressed. And I'm not giving the credit goes to her mom and dad and her family and her, you know? But I have to believe that she when she's in the off season, she's in here before school.
Still 6 a.m.
at 6 a.m. classes. Then she goes to school.
Yeah. Well, even during, it's funny, probably in basketball maybe it's different, but volleyball season, you know, Coach Katie, retired Coach Katie, Emmons, she's like, I said, do you ever worry about like Tana being in here on class because you're in volleyball season? She goes, no. She comes in, works out, and sometimes they'll have practice and she'll be in after practice. And it's like, it just feeds that piece of them. And they're getting a good culture and a good exposure.
Well, shout out to Emmons as a coach who sees that and embraces it rather than tries to have, it's like she knows.
To fight against.
Yeah, or like control. Like she sees how it can better. And obviously Tana's being smart and we're not doing certain overhead things or game stuff, you know, but. Yeah. Yeah, it's just pretty cool. You get to come in and you can work out with your coach.
And the kids camp, this will be coming up here this next summer, will be number 6 or 7?
No, I think it's 10. It's 10.
Okay. See, we don't know. I'll have to count my shirts at home.
I'm pretty sure this will be the 10th kids camp.
Okay. Well, and you...
No, age, from maybe 9th. 9th or 10th.
Awesome.
And from ages...
5 to 17.
Yeah, and the
not all together in one group.
The last one combined together, how many kids?
Usually have about 50 to 60 kids.
Yeah,
hey, and the last 2 years total. We've had 60 at least.
It's wild because you see your coaches. Normally people are like, oh man, working with kids, you have to have a special. But you see all your coaches too, not just you two is running it, but the ones that are involved, and it's such a good exposure to people who are really fit, but are really good people, and so that such a valuable opportunity for them.
Well, they get to be the, we had a team make it to the games in 2021. Mitchell has made it individually. Carrie's made it individually. So these kids also get to come and see basically these professional CrossFit athletes, and they're coaching them, and it's cool. And, you know, some of the kids, they know, you know, what they've done, and then they're getting instruction from someone who's competed at the CrossFit Games. Like, that's pretty cool. It's like if you go to a basketball camp and you have an NBA player there coaching you, it's the same thing. It's like, man, you know, like it's inspiring and it's cool for them, you know, as it should be.
And you got, like, now did Alina Blanker?
Alina,
she started in kids camp. Man, there's Becca's got probably some epic. They pop up on her story and she'll repost them every now and then, or they pop up on ours from back when she did in the day. And you know, Alina's just peanut.
I mean, she's like little. She's like 15. She just turned 15, I believe.
Yep.
But she was teen quarterfinals last year.
Yep. She'll have her second year in the 14-15 this year, and they've changed the teens numbers quite a bit.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. I used to look and go, oh, okay, maybe I could compete. Yeah, no more. I don't. I'm now in my own age group. In fact, since you're on the podcast, could we add in a Masters RX designation for the whiteboard?
I think the Master, I mean, honestly, for the men, it's pretty simple loading wise. It's the women's RX.
It's the women's RX.
You know, for the women, it gets a little trickier, but if you think about the scaled versions of like what the open would be, a 35.
I'm just teasing too, because as we got older, Phil, anyway, so I'm going to cut this out, but
do it as we get closer to the open. Abby's probably noticed these last few weeks. I do put in some more of the Masters specific, teen specific loading as we're going. And
we're doing good, actually. Look at that. I'm being so official with our time. I'm going to get you. We're going to get out of here.
Shout out to Craigle, who does our website. If you don't know, there would be no CrossFit I Love It website without Jonathan Craigle.
Shout out M. Hester, who wrote the website.
I don't even know how to access it, guys. So we're just going to hope John wants to do that for the rest of his life.
Funny. Yeah, right? I haven't told you about my retirement plans in 8 years, but. We'll see where we're at that.
What?
Point.
You can't retire from the website.
Well, I'll just be. Well, I'll tell you offline my retirement plan. The world doesn't need to hear it, but okay, let's go. Oh, actually, we got time. Let's talk a little bit about. So we talked about athletes. So now you've opened an affiliate. You're doing kids, but now you go to the next point of coaching unbelievable athletes and having been an athlete. So. What goes into, is there any change coaching an athlete like Mitch Stevenson or Carrie Beamer, or when you've helped with Gabby Spence or Carissa Staff or the I Love It team? What's the difference, if anything, between coaching them or helping them than your normal member?
Yeah, I think it's just really the goals, obviously, to compete. The volume goes up. The eye of coaching them needs to become more critical. The errors they're making are more subtle. You have to be able to pick those out and really be critical of the finite detail that's going to make a difference for them, that, you know, as just a casual CrossFitter, you wouldn't really even matter in that way. So I think that's part of it. And then obviously, there's just a huge mental aspect to the sport as well. And a big part of that, too, is what part of the season are they in? As the closer you get to your, you know, peaking of your season, the more involved we are as far as, you know, things are just ramping up and keeping them healthy, but also getting the volume in, managing all of those things. I would say that's the biggest difference, where you're trying to give them the minimal effective dose. Like, we don't need to do 10 things if we can be our fittest doing 5 things per day, you know? Then people get caught up in that volume game, and it's really an intensity game. And it's a, you know, it's a technique game, and it's a capacity game, and filling in your holes game, and identifying what those holes are to compete is a lot different than identifying your holes as like I need to get stronger, I need to get better gymnastics. It just becomes very specific.
Much more exacting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find the mental part being I mean, you got to have the physical capacity, but there's so many people with the physical, but the mental aspect. So how would you go about that? Like, you have an athlete, like, and I know it's got to be individual, but you have an athlete. How do you help them with that mental aspect? And again, not just the athlete, but how do you help the member at the same, you know what I mean?
Totally.
Both. And you can, they could be different or it could be the same. How would you go about the mental aspect with that?
Obviously, it's just, I mean, it comes down to like wanting to maximize your potential. And then people who are doing it on just, you know, a member basis, not as a competitive athlete basis. It's just everything is, we have time and we, you know, it's just a little more, it's the same things, but it's just a little more casual for the, you know, the professional athlete. It's all consuming. Like, this is what you are doing and it matters so much. And every little thing can become a big thing unless you deal with it. And that's going to reflect in your performance. And we're not, and here, yeah, we're competing with ourselves and where we're at. But when you're really like putting yourself out there on TV and on the floor, on the competition floor to semifinal, you just have such a small window of opportunity for this big peak, for this big performance that you worked all year for. And so mentally preparing for that in your training is super important. And then just the things that come up, the doubt, which you have to handle and you have to deal with because it is there, you know, to some capacity for everyone. You have to figure out how to overcome that, what to do with your nerves, how to make them work for you, you know, just all that kind of stuff. And I would say that, you know, but it's really about like just maximizing your potential, which is kind of what we're all trying to do. In here, it's just under a big magnifying glass when you're a pressure.
When you could be at that high level.
Yeah, and you don't have a chance. And like team is a whole nother thing. But you just, you know, not letting other people down, or you're putting other things in your life on hold for this. Or you have sponsors who are looking at you to perform to keep your sponsorship. And there's just, you know, there's other pressures that you're dealing with.
So how would you go? So, for example, you have all that consuming part. So what is one thing practical someone we could talk about doing to help with that?
Kaylee, she mainly coaches our athletes. And she does. We do it as a team. But she is very good at
both. She might be in front and center, but you're both there.
Right? She wants to give me credit, but she runs the gym and does most of the work, and I get to work with the win in my sales. Mm-hmm. And I love this part of it, what we're talking about right now, from the average member to the little tidbits I get to throw in to, hey, you know, I noticed this with Mitch or this with so-and-so, and then we'll talk about it. And and we'll go back and forth. But the fact is we spend a lot of time talking about how, and this is very hard to do, how do we get our members and our athletes, how do we get to them to keep this thing that they're doing? Members and our athletes. They're all athletes.
Right.
Members
right.
and our competitors is what
right.
I meant to say.
Right. Right.
How do you keep it in the right place?
Right.
And the higher you go as far as competition, and if you want to be a games athlete, it becomes way easier to have this thing be out of balance.
Right.
And so helping them with that, you know, I think some of these athletes that are consistently at the games and doing really well, they're able to keep this whole thing in training and CrossFit in the best place that they can when it comes to their whole life and all of their responsibilities. Right. Because the fact is these athletes are getting better and better every year. They're training more and more. And it's
you just have to remind them it's what they do. It's not who they are.
Yeah.
And it's a big part of,
right,
you know, like what they're doing, but it is still what they do.
Yeah.
And you have to have some separation and some perspective there to, you know, engage from the right place.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can be in that and not know it.
Yeah.
In that meaning, it's starting to become who I am.
Yeah.
And that's stressing me out. And maybe I don't know it. So having a voice like Kaylee say, hey, you know, be able to help with that and say certain things or have a conversation about something to direct them to a better place with where they're engaging from. How much time they're putting into it. That's why, you know, what she was saying about like the intensity is important, not just volume.
Right. Right.
So be very purposeful about what we're doing.
Yeah.
And over the years, you know, we've learned a lot more and more about that. It's a lot of work. It's fun.
Yeah.
But it's more work than people think.
Well, and I think the growth of that aspect of the mental side, I spend a lot of time thinking about it. It goes back to golf and such. But mm-hmm. I think the mental aspect, even for the regular member, for me, coming in here and keeping myself together in a workout mm-hmm. or not bringing, I'm going to bring in sadness over a death, recent death of someone. But that doesn't have to, I can put that on hold in a sense mentally, but it's a process.
That you can still show up.
That whole aspect yeah. and work through that. And so the mental aspect of CrossFit to me is just as critical
100%
as the actual physical movement, in some ways more. Mm-hmm. And
right. You are learning to do hard things.
Yeah.
Hard things
yeah.
when you feel like and hard things when you don't. And life yeah. is going to ask you to do hard things when it's not convenient.
Yeah.
And you're going to be put in situations, and this teaches you how to respond to that.
Yeah.
Because you're putting yourself in uncomfortable situations all the time in workouts, and you're looking at how you respond to it. And if you don't respond to it very well, it's what do you learn from that and apply it to be different next time.
Right.
You know, and you're constantly challenging yourself mentally doing CrossFit. If you're doing CrossFit, you're challenging yourself mentally.
Yeah.
And that only just is going to apply and help you in life, because you're going to be asked, life will demand that of you.
Well, life's going to life.
Life's going to life.
You're going to either,
for sure.
you're either going to get run over, or you're going to be able to be in the flow of that life. Whatever that looks like for you. And some people, life looks pretty easy. For other people, it looks really, really hard. And yet, we can all go through that and that aspect of it. So,
and that's
we're built to move with the range that we're given. Not everybody's blessed with the same, but with the range that you are given, you're built to move. Mm-hmm. And when you do move, things happen in the body. I'm not Huberman, but
yeah,
you know, it's healing both physically and mentally. And this is just a great methodology.
Yeah.
And when you have a leader like Kaylee and coaches like our coaching staff mm-hmm. here and a place like yeah. this, it's a pretty awesome program.
By the way, that's what I always appreciate you. Since I've known you, you're always putting it on others. But I'm going to give the credit to you, brother. It's yeah. you. It's you, too. It's a collective aspect of it. I think the other aspect, I think, and we're kind of winding down. We're waiting for kids to come running in.
Come running in the door, yes.
So we're going to wind down this. I told them when I first did this that I had questions for 10 episodes. So we'll see.
We'll get another one on the books with
we'll
you, John.
Schedules. But the, and the payoff is Craigle Coffee.
Hey, that's a great payoff.
You'll get it when you get it, if you get it.
That's good coffee. I love it.
I think I look at it, not to get into the too far of it, but you know, CrossFit and the way you guys do it, it's mental, it's physical. I have plenty of stories of the physical. The first workout where I did my thrusters in 30 seconds and spent the next 16 minutes trying to do a chest to bar pull up. And couldn't do it, and then did it 2 months later. The mental, where I got, you know, I quit on a workout and got crushed by Kaylee, and it was the best thing that happened because it made me reset myself. And I say that in love, because, and then the spiritual aspect of it, that there's a spiritual aspect to it, that regardless of your belief, that there is a when you get hit with life, this spiritual aspect of strengthening yourself and so forth is so critical. There's just, you know,
no doubt.
Across breadth of it. So,
and we've been super blessed with a community and a lot of longstanding members who've been with us from the first couple years. And obviously our coaches who set the tone, they set the culture, and it trickles down. But you have longstanding members who know what we're about, and they set the tone for the new members coming in, and they provide that same support too, because they remember, you know, 10 years ago when they did their first WOD, and you constantly have new people, you know, are trying it, right? And just to have that base of members who are just been with us for so long and get it and are just completely dedicated and bought into what CrossFit is, physically, mentally, the culture, the support, the community, like, you can't, that is just and replaceable. You can't buy that. It is just, you cannot. Like, it is.
That's one of
that
the
is
best things.
The best thing.
Let me think about this. How many times I work for Seattle Fire Department, and you know, Linden is visible. Seattle is a pop. What I mean by that is there's, you know, there we have a great department that I love, the people that I work with, and they inspire and push me to be better. We do that for each other. It's great. But we go out and see a lot of you know, things that aren't great. Bad situations,
right.
From emergencies to just kind of people making a lot of bad choices,
right.
And you know, they're pretty run down. Without putting it a different way, you know, just, you know, the drug problems and everything that's going on down there. And then when I leave there and Kaylee's like, hey, we're taking the 9:30, come straight to the gym.
Sure.
I am just, it's so nice
to
walk through these doors and, you know, these people that I've known for years and the new people, but just the community that we have here and what I go from that to here. And what I'm able to do and be around is, it's just, that's one of the best.
It's like a breath of life.
A bunch of people that are just trying to be better, and they're all working together really well, and they're working hard, and it's just so much good is happening.
Good
is the best way.
And people lift you up too, like on your bad days or your tired days. You're like, I think I'm like... you're always inspired by different people, different doing different things and overcoming different things. And it's not always the same person or the same thing, but there's so much to like get inspired by that you can't, you're never at a, there's no loss of inspiration.
Well, and I should clarify, just because you probably, I remember everything. I remember critical parts, and we'll wind out with this. It was a workout. It was actually an open workout. I don't remember the year, but it involved doing thrusters, and I got towards the end and I didn't feel like I could do it. And mentally, where I am today and where I was then. And I just remember, I was like, you know, everybody's gathered around and go, Craig, go. And I quit. And I remember you were so mad. You were angry. And I remember Matt coming and going, she loves you. She wants you to do better. But you were not talking to me the rest of that day and the next day.
I remember,
the reason I share it is not to embarrass you. It's to say it's what I needed to be where I am today. That sometimes
Kaylee's going to always, she's always going to hold people accountable.
Yeah.
To be their best.
Yes.
But I knew you could actually, okay, it's coming back to me. I feel like I knew you could do it.
Right.
And here's the deal. We live in a world more and more where we just trying to make everybody comfortable.
Right.
And there is not growth in that.
Yeah.
And if you see it, you owe that person to help make them better. Because you're not making anyone better by just telling them good job when it's not good.
Or just ignoring and letting the problem just go.
Right. Or like it's way harder to deal with it. Yeah. And it's way harder to try to pull something out of people that they don't even know they're capable of yet. But only when you know for sure they can do it. There's a time and a place. But it's easy to just be mediocre.
Yeah.
And it's easy to have those hard conversations of you can do better. But that's what I would want. If someone saw the room for me to grow and be better, I would want them to tell me. So that's also like why we're here, because we all want that. And we all, you know, but it's a difficult road and it's hard conversations and there's emotions and feelings that go with that. But we're so damn, you know, worried about having a hard conversation or talking about something that
upsetting
somebody, when it's like that could be the best thing for them. That could be exactly what they need, but no one is willing to do it.
Right. And the reason I should bring it up is because it was never malicious. I've never felt maliciousness with you guys. And in general, when I share this with people, I think that's the key. Is number one, if you're going to do that, it's out of love.
It has to come from a good place.
From a good place and out of love for that person, but it also needs to happen. And so I bring it up because, again, those one of those check marks in my brain with you guys, especially with you. And so the shout out to members, if you're in a thing and somebody calls you out, it's not out of maliciousness, it's love. It's to help you be better, to for us to be better collectively, because then the world's better when you're better. So yeah. I know that we're winding down.
Yes.
I'm going to cut us off because we got kids coming, and I'm only 4 minutes over what I said. So this is Winding Down with Matt and Kaylee, part one of
hold on, John.
Who knows how many? Who knows how many left?
Hey,
so this is
fun, man.
This is conversation.
Oh, the door's locked. Okay, give me 2 minutes. I'm coming. Okay, bye. I locked the door. Okay. Sorry, John. Can you go back to say that again?
Okay, so we're winding down. This is part one of who knows how many over the next 10 years or 20 years with Matt and Kaylee, Love Lady. Thanks so much for the time. We covered a lot of ground. I'm going to put links. I'll do a post show to talk about the links and various things you can find, more information about them. CrossFit, I Love It, Kids Camp. If you're a parent and you're in the Linden area, or if you're not and you're visiting, get them to Kids Camp. And there you have it. Part two of my interview with Matt and Kaylee Lovelady. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed sitting down with them. Again, I have links to Kids Camp, CrossFit I Love It Kids Camp, and Matt and Kaylee's biographies, coaches' profiles, etc., that I will link in the show notes. If you are a parent and are interested in getting your kids into Kids Camp, check out the CrossFit I Love It webpage, and you can express your interest that way. Or you can also email I Love It, CrossFit I Love It, and put the request in for a spot for your kids. It was great talking about all the various aspects of their coaching, their life, how CrossFit's helped them now, how it would have helped them as athletes. I hope you drew some inspiration, some laughter, some insight to both them as people, coaches, affiliate owners, and parents. Next up, I'm going to be doing some, and kind of another announcement here, I'm going to be doing some individual episodes that don't include interviews, where I'm going to talk about a variety of topics that come to mind for me. Some might be current, some might just be things that can be carried over regardless of the time you listen to them. There'll be things on motivation, on time management, on being a better person, and whatever else I consider doing an episode on. My hope is for them to usually be around 15 to 20-ish minutes. Might have a couple go a bit over, but not much. Be about the same as an episode you're listening to currently. So look forward to sharing that with you. And then also just kind of a teaser. I will be posting my interview with parts one and two of my interview with Lucas Peterson, another CrossFit I Love It coach and athlete. And I'll be posting that so you can listen into my conversation with him. I think that's about it. Hope you have a great rest of your week or rest of the week that you have looking forward to while you're listening to this. Work hard. Be kind. Help other people. Seek for ways to be a person of service in your family, in your community, in this great world. And without anything else, I will talk to you at the next episode. Take care, everybody. Talk to you soon.